This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. And we're going to call an audible. We're going to move the AC poll to Thursday. Steve Taylor's in tomorrow, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. Got a couple of quotes from the coordinator's press conference today, and I thought they were very interesting. Nebraska offensive coordinator Marcus Satterfield said he must, and I quote, get in the mindset that in order to win in the Big Ten, the Huskers must establish the run. It's on me, end quote, Satterfield said. And another quote, I have to commit to it. So a couple of things. Number one, I always appreciate the honesty. I appreciated Rule after the game, accepting blame and, you know, being open and forthright and honest. That's something to respect, and I appreciate about the head man here at the University of Nebraska. I appreciate the honesty from Marcus. There's a quote here from Tony White that I'm going to get to in just a second. I think it's an indicator of what we already knew. He wants to throw the ball. That's what he wants to do. There's a bit of a disconnect between what Rule has done in the past, what he has said he wants Nebraska to be, and ultimately what is inside of Marcus Satterfield as far as what he wants to do. Okay, what's inside of him? He wants to throw the ball, okay? And he is talking about now, I have to commit to it. It's a lot on me. I must get in the mindset, which means he was not already in the mindset. And I'm not even getting on him for this. It was something we already knew. You could see it doesn't have to be said. I actually appreciate him being open, honest, forthright with this. But it's an indicator that there has been a bit of a disconnect between what maybe the head coach's whole vision is for the offense, the team, and what is just inside of Marcus Satterfield and what he wants to do. All right, you know, when I've coached sports teams over the years, you know, in basketball, I mean, I'm an attacking, aggressive guy. We're going to press. In football, we're going to blitz on defense. On offense, I installed a freaking no-huddle offense with sixth graders. They said it couldn't be done. Black 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. It's not that hard. It's five plays, and then we had orange 1 through 5. You know, we had 10 plays, and we just run them over and over, go really fast. We had more plays than that. But when I wanted to go no huddle, that's what we did. And so for me, I'm a fast, like attacking style of guy. That's just my mindset. There's other people who are more methodical, and they want to control the game, and that's cool too. When it comes to Marcus, his mindset was not to run the ball first. To him, he wanted to do it a different way, at least to a certain degree, a certain level. We already knew that. You could see it. You could tell it. You could sense it. I appreciate him being open and honest about it now. Is he actually going to do it? In the middle of a game, when the moment is hard, the pressure and the intensity is hot, is he actually going to do it? It's one thing to understand it. It's one thing to know it. To talk about it publicly, all admirable, love it, respect it. But in the heat of the moment, when, I mean, Coach K just got done talking about, hey, they're going to show highlights on SportsCenter. If you're a left tackle and you get schooled by DeMarcus Ware was the example he used, or Von Miller, I think. I mean, when everybody's watching and it's the hardest and the moment is the hottest, what are you going to do? That's what I'm curious to see. All right, to me, that actually speaks volumes, okay? On a lot of different levels, on a lot of different things. We've got to be able to actually run the ball. I mean, against Rutgers, we actually ran the ball 60% of the time, but we averaged 2.4 yards per carry. So at a certain degree, you got to actually be able to run the ball. I mean, just running the ball is something that's important. Being able to actually successfully do it. 3.7 yards per carry so far this year. You got to be able to actually do it as well. Got to be able to execute it. All right, Tony White. Here's a quote he had today. Well, I don't know if it's... Here's the quote. These, and I quote, these dudes, man, they'll run through a wall. That's why it really bugs me, because it's me, end quote. So defensive coordinator Tony White says he takes responsibility for not installing enough confidence in the Huskers' defense ahead of their Indiana game. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to argue with Tony. I mean, my take on that is, you know, when you get punched in the mouth, I mean, some of it is upbringing. Some of it is who you are from birth. It's most likely a combination. Just in life, when someone punches you in the mouth, what are you going to do? And depending on the situation, punching back might be appropriate. If you're defending somebody or just yourself, if you're really threatened, there could be a situation where you got to walk away. There could be a situation, all sorts of different situations call for different responses. In a football sense, when an offense punches a defense in the mouth, are you going to punch back or not? Some of that falls on the culture and the head coach or the D coordinator, building confidence and building toughness and all that. You know, at the end of the day, I mean, I don't think anybody ever, and I'm going to pick like an extreme example here, but he's the guy that popped into my head. Nobody walked up to Richie and said, you better fight back, Richie Incognito. He just fought back and he fought anybody and everybody, anytime, anywhere. Like, at the end of the day, it comes down to the person in the situation and what are you going to do? And what do your teammates do? And what do they hold you accountable to? All right, so for me, it's kind of like Marcus. In the heat of the situation, are you really going to try to run the ball and be physical or not? In the heat of the situation, when you're getting punched in the mouth, in the football sense, what are you going to do? What do your teammates demand of you? What do you demand of your teammates? I appreciate Tony's accountability. That particular topic is a little bit on the coaches, and it's on the players as well. All right, one more thing.
Putting that on the coaches, Tony White also said,
yeah,
he did some things that were, quote, completely stupid, end quote, in defeat against Indiana.
You know, Tony's a good coach. I don't think anybody questions that. He's just a good dude. I appreciate his honesty. He's obviously not going to go too much into depth. There were obviously things that did not go well against Indiana.
Yeah.
So making a statement like that isn't shocking. For me, I just want to see what they do going forward. How does the defense respond when Ohio State's going to hit him in the mouth? How do you respond? In the heat of the moment, are we going to run the ball on offense? Okay, what type of in-game adjustments do we make as a coaching staff? That's what I'm interested in going forward. All right, Nebraska's Isaac Gifford, we're almost done here, on coming back from the loss to Indiana, and I quote, it's not my first, I can say this, I assume.
You can say it.
All right, it's not my first ass whooping. You've only got one option, and that's to keep fighting, end quote. Isaac Gifford's been one of my, he's been kind of quiet this year, so to speak, but he's been one of my favorite guys in the entire team, the entire offseason and season. Again, these aren't my kids. I'm allowed to have favorites, okay? John Bullock, Ty Robinson, Isaac Gifford, some of my favorite guys on the team. I love Emmett Johnson, love Jamal Banks on offense. All right, Thomas Fedoni as well, those guys. So all I would say as far as Isaac's comment, I appreciate the honesty, the accountability. Leader, 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 leader. That's what we need. All right, man, I appreciate you joining me today.
It was a blast.
All right. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. The locker room is next. Until next time, I'll see you Thursday. Go, Big Red, and always remember to throw the ball.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.